pandemic, anxieties run high during the day. People are worried about their families, their jobs, not to mention how long we're going to have to stay home. And at least for me, I know I've noticed that this has been affecting my sleep. And I know that I'm not the only one.
This sense of space, isolation, and new uncertainties make people more anxious. Mm-hmm. This anxiety can disrupt your sleep at night.
That's Dr. Alcibiades J. Rodriguez, medical director of New York University's Langone Sleep Disorder Center. We turn to him to try to understand if people really are having more trouble sleeping right now, and why. And he told us that there are several factors leading to our irregular sleep.
Everybody has a circadian rhythm in the sleep-wake cycle. And what leads that, the main marker of that, is the sunlight. But besides that, it's our social interaction, the time we do exercise, the time we eat, and the time we socialize. Circadian rhythm may be affected because many people are working at home for the first time. And not only that, you may be used to work at home, but usually you are alone. Your spouse, your partner, they may not be there, and your children are not there all the time. So mm-hmm. that also may disrupt your circadian rhythm. So the moment many people are sleeping at different times, they're staying late, they don't need to commute, they're sleeping later, they may take a nap they usually don't do. So that by itself can change your sleep-wake habits. On top of that, the amount of anxiety can cause problems with difficulties to fall asleep. We know that insomnia is very closely related to mood disorder, including anxiety. On top of that, is the sense for some people, alone or not, of isolation. You need some social interaction. You need some marking at work. I hear some people that they want to go to work, not only because of the economical situation, because that helps for you.
They miss being at work. They miss the social aspect, you're saying, right?
Yes, that can, especially you are alone. That can make you depressed. And you are depressed, you know, depression. People may start sleeping more, or they may start not sleeping.
And what about the psychology of being in your home all the time? I understand what you're saying about routines being disrupted, certainly, but from a psychological aspect, being in the same setting throughout your day, for those who are staying at home right now, what kind of impact is that having on sleep?
I think some people sleep in studios, small places. Now work is in the bedroom. We advise usually people that bed is only to sleep. They are not that far from the kitchen. They snack at different times. So this sense of space, isolation, and new uncertainties make people more anxious, can cause more awakenings at night, can cause that, for example, you wake up in the middle of the night and you start watching the news to see what's new.
Right.
And you go to bed watching the news at night and you get more stressed. So this sense of isolation, no interaction, that causes stress by itself too.
So what are some of the health consequences we're seeing, or that we could see down the line as a result of poor sleep right now?
Yeah, we know that sleep deprivation, one way or the other, has significant implications. The first one, of course, the one that you feel the next day, is feeling tired, fatigue, lack of energy. I'm sure you are being sleep deprived at some point. You feel like a fog. You feel like you are in slow motion. If you have a headache, it's going to feel 10 times worse. You have back pain, it's going to feel 20 times worse. So the concentration, attention, the speed of answering question or doing certain tasks is going to decrease. And that's the immediate consequence. In the long term, sleep deprivation may affect your memory. And there's some evidence studying lymphocyte cytokine response that sleep deprivation actually may decrease your response to infection, affect your immune system.
Yeah, so what can people be doing to try and sleep better?
Well, my first advice is try to bring some normalcy in these abnormal times. There are some things that you cannot control. You cannot control the virus. You cannot control the regulation that now closed the restaurant so you don't have a job. Things that you can control is your sleep-wake cycle. Try to keep the regular schedule. Mm-hmm. Go to bed usually at 10, wake up at 5, 5:30. I do my exercise. Try to take some light through the window or walk a little bit out before it gets too crowded and get some sun exposure. Sun exposure give you some degree of regular sleep-wake cycle. Mm. Once you get this first sun exposure during the day, you're supposed to go to sleep 16, 18 hours later. So that's very important. Try to get your meals at the time you usually get your meals. don't take naps. Don't try to, if you didn't sleep well last night, don't try to compensate taking naps, because the next day you're going to also disrupt your sleep. And after 1 or 2 weeks, your sleep is going to be totally fragmented. Decrease the amount of alcohol, especially at bedtime, because alcohol fragments your sleep. I tell people to don't watch the news 24/7. Just watch a couple of times during the day. Don't watch it too late after 7, 8 p.m. because you're going to go with that to bed. Try to get a book, read something that's not really related to what is happening. Try to distract your mind a little bit. Socialize if you can with your family. And if you have problems, please reach to your doctor. Just recognize it. Sleep physician, we are seeing patients and we can help.
I hope this isn't too personal, doctor, but how have you been sleeping lately?
I've been sleeping well. I try to keep my normalcy, but I have my days, you know? My mother lives in Panama, so at the beginning, I was thinking how long it's going to take until I see her again. And I start to dream a little bit about that and maybe wake up for more than I should be in the middle of the night. So I try to keep my routine, wake up at the same time. I do my exercise, take my meals at the same time. We work. It's not we're not working, so we're doing some telemedicine. And then you try to watch some of the sport that is still available, but I think the German League starts tomorrow. So that's the way I'm trying to cope as we can. But I can tell you, sometimes I've been guilty and sometimes you fall asleep in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, that's understandable. It sounds like you're also saying to be a little forgiving with yourself too.
Yes.
Dr. Alcibiades J. Rodriguez, Medical Director of New York University's Langone Sleep Disorder Center. Alcibiades told me that there's a reason some people who have the coronavirus are reporting more vivid dreams.
If you are sick, fever goes up. Fever goes up, you shiver, and you during REM sleep is when we dream. 95% of the dreams, the vivid ones, occur in REM sleep. During REM sleep, human beings, if we lost the ability of control your temperature, so the temperature get more unstable. And so on top of that, you have a high fever, you may have frequent micro arousals and have the tendency to remember your dreams more.
But for those of us who have not had COVID-19, but are also noticing changes in our dreams, there's an explanation for that too.
We know that dreams usually are very closely related to anxiety. And the most studies that have been done has been done with post-traumatic stress disorder, acute and chronic. So if somebody has a major traumatic event in their life, you may have the tendency to dream about it or to have some relationship. Now, the dreams that we remember by default are usually the more significant ones. If you have a bad dream that you call nightmares, by definition, you need to remember them. We, all of us, we dream every night. And it's normal not to remember our dreams. But if you are in REM sleep and somebody keeps waking you up, touching you a little bit or making a little noise, you will have the tendency to remember more of the dreams. So I think in this element of anxiety, with a sleep fragmentation, people may start to remember the dreams more. And usually related to activities or things that worries you during the day.
We also wanted to hear from you on this. We asked you how COVID-19 has affected your sleep and your dreams.
This is Terry Mintz calling from Bend, Oregon. Last week, I had a dream that the pandemic ended and everyone got to take off their masks. But when some of the people took off their masks, they didn't have facial features except for eyes anymore. And at first, people without facial features were feared, but ultimately, they were revered as people who took the pandemic really seriously and wore their masks diligently and made the ultimate sacrifice and lost their faces.
My name is David. I'm calling from La Habra, California. And lately my dreams have been very detailed and very intense, so much that some nights I can't go back to sleep. The creepiest so far was of me suddenly laying in bed with death at the end of my bed. And he whispered, "Wake up."
Rick Wilson, Fairland, Oklahoma. My daughter and I talked about the question, and we both agreed that our dreams are more social. We have more people in our dreams, and that's something that seems to have changed for us.
This is Jean calling from Seattle, Washington. Dreams have been incredibly vivid during this pandemic time. A recent one I had, I was hanging from a bar from a small airplane, fighting zombies by hitting them with a bowling pin.
This is Ryan from Berwick, Maine. I just woke up at 12:30 p.m., which has been pretty consistent. I distinctly remember I was dreaming about a swanky 1920s resort with Louis Armstrong and other famous people from that era. "I got you," he said, and he took my hand and led me around to meet all of his friends. Everyone was so excited to meet me. They thought I was so funny and so cool.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay.
Thanks so much for sharing your dreams with us. You can keep telling us about your sleep during the pandemic at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Heaven all day.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.